Councilmember Brown.
Mayor, please clarify, with regard to the procedure, if this passes, for the use or for the permission to feed on public space to more than five individuals, who decides that?
Mr. Heilman.
With regard to public space, Parks and Recreation Director will have designated areas for the parks facilities, and with regard to other areas, I believe the Health Department Director will be designating certain areas as well.
What is the time frame for turnaround for permission? Anticipated.
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question. As soon as the ordinance is passed, the intention is to make the option available to register with the city for permission to use public space. But again, there's no requirement for smaller charitable feeding.
If an individual is feeding more than six people.
Councilmember, you wish to extend.
Motion to extend.
Is there a second? Discussion, favoring, opposed, motion carries.
If an individual is feeding more than six people, they have to have permission from the city to feed on public property, correct?
Correct.
What is the turnaround for getting permission?
You would have to do it in advance. And there are, as we've indicated on multiple occasions, there will be city parks designated. So if you decide that this is something that you wish to do on a regular basis, you would simply go to the city and say, I'm going to do this every Sunday, every first Sunday of the month, for the foreseeable future, and we would give you permission subject to your following, basic hygiene and like cleaning up after yourself.
And administrations come and go. If certain organizations are not granted permission or individuals granted permission for a permit on such and such public property or whatever, is there going to be an appeal process as well?
Absent bad behavior. It is not our intention to limit anyone that follows basic common sense rules like cleaning up after yourself. The appeal process is obviously to City Council, as these citizens are doing today.
But please do understand that.
Councilmember, do you wish to extend time?
Motion to extend.
Is there a second?
Second.
Unless there's an objection, please proceed.
Being that it is in the hands of the department to authorize a person or organization to feed more than six individuals on public property, and I understand also it's going to be limited to certain designated public property. They can't choose where they choose to feed.
Unless it's under six.
Unless it's under six. I'm talking about over six. And the department, if they so choose, they could deny based on whatever feeling they have about somebody. There's no necessary. How is the,
I think that
the
would
fairness
be,
aspect of this?
I think that would be illegal. We would have to have some reason for denying an organization, such as they had previously sought permission and not followed requirements, or they had been cited for not receiving permission in advance.
Prior complaints.
Correct.
And it will, correct me if I'm mistaken, it will be limited to certain parks.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Thank you.
Again, for larger feeding operations, not all of our parks are really amenable to that. There are a number of neighborhood parks where, frankly, I think that we would have another set of problems to deal with.
Six or more individuals.
Correct. Councilmember Sullivan, do you wish to extend?
Motion to extend.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion, favoring, opposed, motion carries. Councilman Sullivan.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Mayor. And I'm not trying to stifle or control conversation on this, but it sounds to me more like this is a dialogue that's more appropriate for tomorrow when the actual ordinance is in front of us.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.